Brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I'm talking about a simple topic. Well, I say it's a simple topic, but I don't think it is that simple for a lot of us, actually. And that topic I want to talk about today is patience. Now, why do I want to talk about patience? Because I think patience is one of the most confident things that we can have as a man. It's one of the most masculine traits that you can cultivate in yourself. Why is it? Because we think a lot of the time that patience is actually a passive negative thing, you know, that it's kind of sitting there waiting passively for things to happen rather than you being able to take action and make things change in your life and relationship and all the stuff that you want to happen, all the stuff that you really want to experience in your life. Patience doesn't seem to be getting that stuff done, right? And as men, we really like to have things getting done. We really like that feeling of satisfaction and fulfillment when we're moving forward, when we've got that fire in our belly and we know exactly where we're going and we're on the hunt and we got the scent of whatever it is that we're chasing down. We've got goals, we're achieving stuff. We love that. The energy is moving through our bodies and we feel on fire. We really do feel kind of masculine and strong in those moments. But I like patience because actually, you can be patient in a kind of active way. So I'll talk about patience oftentimes in two different ways. There's a passive patience and an active patience. Passive patience is waiting, listening, hoping, looking for some kind of sign outside of you that gives you the information that you need to then be able to move forward. And there's value in that. Absolutely there is. You know, you could be in a situation in a relationship, as we're always talking about relationships, where you're kind of in limbo and you're waiting for the other person to make a decision and you're asking questions and prodding and poking, but you're not really moving forward. And it's the most frustrating place to be. Active patience is a different thing. Active patience is, yes, still listening, looking for signs and information that enable you to make the decision and choice that you want to make to move forward. But it's a difference in where you're looking for that information. Passive patience is looking outside yourself, to your circumstance, to other people, for things outside of you to make the choices that are going to move you forward. Whereas active patience is still doing the same sort of thing, but it's really bringing that attention internally. So you still pay attention to your circumstance. You still pay attention to the stuff that's changing around you. Of course you do. You have to. But instead of that being the thing that dictates what happens next, it's your own internal guidance that dictates what's going to happen next. And so really patience, our active patience, is cultivating the ability to hear your intuition, to hear the answer that is right for you. Some people might talk about this as to hearing your truth. And I think hearing your truth can be a little bit of a tricky concept to understand. I prefer intuition or internal guidance. But that's what I'm really talking about when I'm talking about patience. So somebody who is patient, it's not that they don't take action. It's not that they don't move things forward. They do it in a very considered way. And you've heard us talk before about reacting versus responding. You know, that passive patience is a very reactory place to be. Things happen around you and they make the choices for you. And you're kind of following in that energy. It doesn't feel great. Yes, still things still happen, but you're definitely not the author of what's happening in your life and making things move forward. Whereas the passive patience, you're just paying attention calmly, deliberately, waiting for the information internally that you have that is the right answer for you. Your intuition is always guiding you. Your body is always guiding you, giving you information. This feels good. This doesn't feel good. Now, you need to understand how and why things feel good and don't feel good. Because as we're always saying, you're creating this. You're creating the experience that you're having. You're creating those emotions that you're having about what is happening around you. So if that's the case, and that is the case, and it's an incredibly powerful understanding, if I'm creating this, why am I creating this? Why am I creating some kind of frustration or tension right now? And listening to that information, and rather than continually asking yourself question after question after question after question, which is what we do in a passive patient state in limbo, we're constantly questioning, what's going to happen? Is this the place I should be? What should I do next? there's just a constant stream of questions, and so you're constantly in a state of frustration and tension. And so active patience isn't question after question after question. It's a question and an answer, and it's a statement. It's not a question followed by an answer with another question. And so it feels much more calm. It feels much more considered. It feels much more deliberate. And that's exactly where we want to get you to when we're doing coaching with a guy, is to have that ability to listen to yourself and know exactly how you want to respond to whatever situation you find yourself in. So active patience. Active patience is really the ability to be able to listen to your internal emotional responses, understand that you're creating those by what you're thinking about, what you're focusing on, breaking that down and being able to say, okay, I understand how I'm creating this and why I'm creating this. Now, what question could I ask myself to get a clear response and answer and direction to this? Sometimes you're going to get an answer to that question that you don't want to hear. And then it's up to you, right? Okay, now you're in a situation of your internal guidance and intuition and wisdom is telling you what to do. It's telling you what your preference is. It's telling you where your true path is. But it's oftentimes not the thing we want to hear, right? So then it's a case of, how do I deal with that? Now I have a conflict. Again, you have the answers inside you. And so patience is often a difficult thing for us to learn, because it has to come from the ability to understand and know that you have all the answers you need inside you. And it's your ability to ask yourself questions to get to the right answer, and to listen to those answers and to take action on those answers, that changes your future to be what it is that you want it to be. So this is what we do with guys. This is what we love to do with guys. This is what I would love to do with you. So come and join us one way or another. We'd love to have you in our roundtable community. We'd love to have you contact us for a free consultation call. You have nothing to lose. Even if you just join a roundtable for a month, you have a 3 years worth of recordings, 3 live calls a month with Steve and me. All our other coaches are in there, and you just get to be around other guys who've been down this path, who've cultivated this skill, this ability to have patience, even in a moment where things have fallen to pieces. I was talking to a guy yesterday, and he said, you know, I'm the guy who laughs when something goes terribly wrong. He runs big events all over the world. He said, you know, the stage catches fire. I'm the guy who looks forward to dealing with that. So how do you get to that place? How do you manage to stay calm in that kind of situation? That is what we would talk about as a confident man. Somebody who knows exactly how he's going to respond to something, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in a work environment, whether it's with family, friends, kids, whatever it is, you know, traffic. Whatever situation you find yourself in, you can never go wrong when you're using patience actively. And I know it's a weird thing. Patience and active seems like two counterintuitive things, and it is. That's it for today. Take care, guys. Bye.